This is a Hutch Post podcast news update.
McPherson police report a shooting took place in that city Easter morning at 3:29 a.m. on Sunday. McPherson police responded to a shooting which occurred in the 400 block of East Avenue A. A 41-year-old male was at home when he heard someone trying to get into his residence. The homeowner went to the door with his firearm. The male suspect attempted to enter the residence, and the homeowner fired his weapon once, hitting the suspect in the abdomen. McPherson EMS transported the male suspect to McPherson Hospital. The male suspect later transferred to Hutchinson Regional with serious but non-life-threatening injuries. There is no danger to the public. This was an isolated incident. The investigation in McPherson continues. Tens of thousands of Israelis gathered outside the parliament building in Jerusalem in the largest anti-government demonstration since the country went to war back in October. They've urged the government to reach a deal to free dozens of hostages held by Hamas in Gaza and to hold early elections. Nearly 6 months of conflict have exposed renewed divisions in Israeli society, though the country remains largely in favor of the war. While Hamas has suffered heavy losses, it remains intact, and hostages' families believe time is running out. Benjamin Netanyahu says calling new elections before victory in Gaza would paralyze Israel and hinder any hostage talks. For the fourth time in the 50-year history of the Hutchinson Community College women's basketball program, they'll be playing for a national championship. The number one seed Blue Dragons at 36-0 will play defending national champion and number three seed Northwest Florida State at 30-3 in the 2024 championship game. It is scheduled for 7 o'clock tonight. So coverage on My93.1, which is where you've been able to catch the tournament throughout, will begin at 6:45 with Sean Boston on the call. The City of Hutchinson citywide cleanup event scheduled for Saturday and Sunday, April 27th and 28th. The city will be placing dumpsters at 14 locations around Hutchinson so residents can dispose of unwanted items. As before, there's a limit to what can be placed in the dumpsters. The city asks that you not place mattresses, tires, tree limbs and grass clippings, household hazardous waste, and large metal items in the dumpsters. Those items are allowed at the Reno County Landfill. If you need more information, call Hutchinson Public Works at 620-694-1900. We have a map of the locations of the dumpsters at hutchpost.com. Pope Francis rallied from respiratory problems to lead some 60,000 people in Easter celebrations and make a strong appeal for a ceasefire in Gaza and a prisoner swap between Russia and Ukraine. Francis presided over Easter Sunday Mass in a flower-decked St. Peter's Square. He then delivered a heartfelt prayer for peace in his annual roundup of global crises, delivered from the loggia overlooking the piazza. Gaza's people, including the small Christian community there, have been a source of constant concern for Francis, and Easter in the Holy Land overall was a somber affair this year, given the war. The U.S. military says its forces destroyed two unmanned aerial vehicles in the Houthi-held areas in Yemen and over the crucial shipping route in the Red Sea. U.S. Central Command said the drones were destroyed on Saturday. It was the latest in the months-long encounter between the Iranian-backed rebels and the U.S. The rebels have launched a campaign of drone and missile attacks on shipping in the Red Sea since November. They've described their campaign as an effort to pressure Israel to end its war on Hamas in Gaza. The Houthis have kept up their campaign of attacks despite more than 2 months of U.S.-led airstrikes. When you're away from your radio, hear the latest newscasts, sports, and more on demand with the podcast page at hutchpost.com.